Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. Now, I've had a few episodes I need to actually record. It's been a little busy for me this weekend, and I'm still working on my visual portion of this, which is coming very soon. I promise that is coming, and then this will transition into something else. But anyway, did finally get a chance to sit down and record one of the episodes that I wanted to do, and it is a Netflix original that came out last weekend, and it was trending. I'm not sure if it still is, but I kind of ran out of time last week and didn't get a chance to do it, so I wanted to do it this weekend. Now, it's called The Block Island Sound. And I read the synopsis, and I'm already assuming where this one is going to go, but as you guys know, I watch these movies for what they are and not what I want them to be. So, it's listed as a sci-fi, action, mystery, and thriller, which is, you know, an interesting mix. It's 97 minutes, so it's a little over the sweet spot, but not too far. But yeah, so what is this one about? Now, we start off with this fisherman. He's unconscious on the deck of his boat, and things look like they've been like tossed and thrown about, and we see this like dog leash that's empty now, so not sure what that's about. Now, fast forward, Harry, his son, comes home and finds, you know, his father there. He's like spaced out. He's in the backyard just like staring off into the woods, and he's looking at the dog. And he has to, like, snap his father out of it. And the next morning, he goes to find his father, but his father's already gone. He's taking the boat. And apparently, he took the boat out in the middle of the night for some reason and doesn't know what's going on. So his father's kind of displaying some very strange behavior. Meanwhile, there are some strange environmental things going on where, like, there's masses and tons of fish just washing ashore dead. There's birds being found all over the beach dead, stuff like that. And it just so happens his sister, Harry's sister, Audrey, is some kind of environmentalist, scientist or something. And she's coming to kind of study the phenomenon and see what's going on. Now, there seems to be some tension between the siblings, something to do with the father and the mother's death, and there's, you know, a lot of stuff going on there. And she notices right away that something's wrong with her father. She's like, hey, something's off. I don't know what it is, but of course the son is like, hey, he's fine. Don't worry about it. So again, while she's there this time, he does his little disappearing act overnight again, except this time, when they go to track him down, they find the boat, and he's not on it. And the son is suspecting foul play, but the daughter kind of, you know, she's like, well, he does drink, he gets drunk. She's saying, hey, he just finally fell off the boat. Now, spoiler free, sometime later after those events take place, Harry starts to experience the same kind of things his father was, blacking out, not remembering things, and one night he takes the boat out, and he goes to the same spot where his father was. And that's where I'm going to stop. From there, he struggles to understand or even control what's happening to him. And, you know, is this some sort of mental issue or is something more sinister going on here? And is it connected to all the environmental stuff that's going on as well? And how is his sister going to help or resolve or deal with any of these issues? What did the pros think about this one? Well, they came in at a very impressive 96%, had 28 reviews, which, you know, that's a decent, you know, decent amount of reviews, very great score. But the audience, they were not that impressed with 54% with a little over 50 reviews. So, again, this one's a huge disconnect, very divisive, and I think I know why, and I'm going to get into that in a minute. But first, let's, what did I think? Well, let me get to the positives. And, you know, I think I'm going to stop mentioning the basics. If I don't say anything about them, then they're fine, of course. There's actors in here that you've seen before, so you're going to get some solid performances all around. And while the story is not original, strange things going on with animals and maybe affecting the people, that's been done a million times before. However, the approach here was a little more subtle. They didn't just run off and go crazy with it. It's like, oh, it's aliens, or oh, it's a witch, or, you know, whatever. They kind of plays out in a way where there's a logical explanation for everything. And that's pretty much how the whole movie plays out up to a point. And it's not frustrating either, because you can understand why everybody else would feel that way, because they're not seeing all the stuff that we get to see. We're seeing from Harry's point of view what's going on with him, and then the sister is seeing, you know, the aftermath of things, so we can see how she can be like, well, this can really be, you know, explained away in a very simple, you know, very simple explanation. So you don't get frustrated with that at all. Now the fractured relationship and all the baggage that came with that, all that stuff was good and kind of added to the tension and the, you know, everything that was going on. The mystery, the suspense, all those are really strong points and good building things they did with this movie. And the way they slowly crank things up until we get to the end, all that was really solid. But that's where my negatives got to start. That ending. Yeah. That just didn't work for me. And let me explain why. This was a really... this was really what you could describe this as a slow burn type movie. Now, if you don't know what a slow burn is, that's really movies that are just, you know, they give you a little bit, and they crank it up, and then eventually you get this big reveal or whatever. All this stuff takes place in like the last 10, 15, 20 minutes of the movie. And this one starts out that way. It feels complete like a slow burn the way things keep going. They kept giving us a little more and a little more. And at one point when Harry goes out in the middle of the ocean, spoiler free, I'm not going to say what happens there, we get this whole thing and we're like, okay, we're building towards this reveal here. And then the ending comes and it just falls flat. It doesn't give us that epic close this story really needed to bring it all the way home. It leans so heavily on building the suspense and the atmosphere that it needed that ending. It really needed that. Not necessarily to end the story or anything. Of course, you know, everything could end on a cliffhanger or whatever, or be ambiguous. I don't care about any of that, but it definitely needed an ending to this movie. And that's why this scored so poorly with the audience. While the pros, they were completely satisfied with the atmospheric scares and the hint of something scary. The audience, they really needed that to pay off from, you know, the little reviews that I did read. There was an investment here, and they just didn't get that payoff that they wanted. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Did I enjoy it? I had to think on this one a little bit, and I'm going to give this one the slimmest of recommendations. I'm going to put this one right at a 60% to stay consistent on the Rotten scale. I've given out 60% before. This one is razor thin. The atmosphere, the character development, the exploration into the mental health and the science, the whole family dynamic stuff of guilt and loss and how that can strain on, you know, the close family relationships. All that stuff was really good and well done. What kills this one is ultimately the ending. It felt like this was like a mini series, or there should have been like another episode or something with the way that it ended. Like, we would see what really happens in the next episodes as they were building up all this stuff. As my sister would like to say, they were building all this story up in this episode so we could see what really happens in the next episode. But there is no other episode to binge watch here. It just ends, and it just doesn't work for the slow burn nature that this story was. So ultimately, I say watch it with that warning in mind. The overall mystery will not be paid off in any kind of satisfying way, but the story is engaging enough that it is at least worth a watch. But, like I said, if you got something else in your queue that you really, really want to see, you can kind of put this one down a little bit lower, skip over this one. But yeah, I wouldn't take it out your queue completely. I still think ultimately you should check it out just for the performance, how you feel about the, you know, the relationship stuff and all of that. But anyway, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Find me on Podbean, that platform. Of course, go there, check out all my episodes. I also post this stuff on Instagram and Facebook. Same name on both of those. And yes, I have a busy week coming up, but I already got movies locked and loaded. I got I think the way I'm going to do it, I think I still got I got to do at least one really low budget movie every week. I got to do it. Since I'm calling it mostly low budget, I got to at least give y'all the low budget corn and cheese. I got to do it. So I got a low budget one I want to give you guys. That might drop, you know, right after this one. And then I think I'm going to dive back into that most disturbing movie list. I got one that they say rivals a Serbian film. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's the actual name of the movie, a Serbian film. Go back through my episodes and track down a Serbian film on my most disturbing movie list. Listen to that, and then this movie that I'm going to watch, they say that one's just as bad or worse than a Serbian film, which I can't wrap my mind around that. So, yeah, so I'm very interested, cautiously interested, to see what that's all about. But anyway, yeah, thank you again for tuning in. I appreciate the support, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.